Welcome to Christmas Eve at Union Church. It's fantastic to be together singing and enjoying Christmas Eve this way, isn't it? It's a special honor for me to be able to share with you this evening. A special thanks to Lance and leadership team for inviting me to share. And I'm very well aware that for most of us that are here tonight, although we're enjoying the songs, we're enjoying the singing and the music, we're also thinking about what's coming next after this very special evening. Many of you, like myself, are thinking of dinner. And I'm sure some of us can already start imagining, if not savoring, the food that we'll be eating in maybe a couple hours, the great conversations and community we'll be sharing with family and loved ones. Others of you, which would have been me a few years ago, are looking forward to get to bed as soon as possible, because we want to wake up as early as possible to open up all the presents. And in our home, at least, there's already been plenty of tears and grumbling and impatience to open up these gifts. And that's just on the adult's part. So some of you are looking forward to getting to bed. In the morning, that's me. And in our home, we have a tradition, which is wake up and make donut holes for breakfast. So we actually get up and from scratch, make the batter, make the little balls, deep fat fry them, because that's where you have to do it. Roll them in sugar, roll them in a bit of cinnamon, and that with a cup of coffee and a glass of milk. Oh yeah, Christmas breakfast. Which actually reminds me of a question I've had for years, and maybe someone here can help me. Why in the world do they call them donut holes? I mean, I can understand eating a whole donut, but how do you eat the whole of a donut? And anyways, so some of us are thinking about dinner tonight. Some of us are just enjoying the music as I am tonight. Some of us are thinking about presents in the morning and so forth. But as much as we all enjoy these different things, I don't find that any of them give us a logical explanation for why we celebrate Christmas. And so in the few minutes I have with you, I'd like to share with you what I believe is the reason behind Christmas and what that can mean for us today. So to do that, I want to talk a little bit about the birth of Christ, because yes, that's what I'm referring to. And some of you are already thinking, well, you just mentioned logical, so how do you go from logical to the birth of Christ? That doesn't seem all that logical. And I'm with you. I'm with you, because the story of Christmas and the baby, God becoming a baby on earth, and angels and wise men and shepherds and so forth, it sounds unbelievable. And in all honesty, that's one of the reasons I believe it. Because it's so unbelievable, because it's so remarkable. How in the world could an untrue story last through the generations and the people that lived through it to our times today and not have had truth? So I want to refer to what we call today in the Bible, the book of Luke, because we're not all that creative, and that's the name of the author of that book. And Luke was a very educated person. We understand from tradition that he was actually a physician as well. And he wrote for an audience, much like us, who were educated and interested in, at the very least, if not also well-versed in history and literature and philosophy. So he tells us in his writings, because there's actually two. The first one, which I just mentioned, is Luke. And then he also has a volume two, which we put the name on, of Acts. Luke is where he talks about Jesus' story. And then Acts is where he talks about the story of the Jesus followers. So he writes in here, he actually tells us that he investigated these different accounts to write them down. And many people in that time were living to be able to read what he wrote, and they believed it was true enough and important enough to not only let it go and keep on reading it, but actually make copies of it. And that wasn't with a copy machine in that time. I think we're on the same page as far as that goes. But they actually continued to distribute them throughout. So I'm going to mention, we're going to talk about the birth of Jesus as Luke mentions it, okay? Now, honestly, if you've heard the Christmas story, I can't tell you anything new to the Christmas story. There hasn't been any new news, a YouTube video showing a UFO showing up, or Santa Claus appearing at the nativity scene. So there's not a whole lot of new things that I can share with you about what happened that special evening. But I do want to focus on something very special, which I do believe, as I mentioned at the beginning, has a meaning for us this evening. The context of this passage, and we're going to get to it in a second, is Jesus, Mary and Joseph have arrived in Bethlehem. Jesus has been born. I personally, honestly think Jesus is crying. I mean, put a baby in a manger and a cow and a donkey and a sheep, bah, in your face. I think he's crying. Maybe you think he's just perfectly all there nice. That's fine. Joseph is probably coming back too from having fainted. And so there's this beautiful, very real, I believe somewhat messy, picture of God having arrived in the form of Jesus here on earth, in the form of a baby. But what we're going to actually read about is taking place, I'm not quite sure how far away, but outside of Bethlehem, where there are some shepherds taking care of their sheep at night. And I don't know them, we don't have their pictures, but they're probably gruff, they're probably kind of mean, they're probably, you know, they're men, because they're protecting their sheep, be it from predators, be it from thieves, or whatever it would be. So in the book of Luke, chapter 2, here we go. It says, in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock at night, as they probably did most every night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And I love this next part. And they were filled with great fear. Oh, yeah. Every night for years on end, and all of a sudden this big angel in light, yeah, filled with fear. And the angel said to them, fear not. Okay. Fear not, for behold, I bring you news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. If we would continue reading, we would see where Luke account gives us the account that these shepherds did go to Bethlehem, did find Mary, Joseph, and baby Jesus. They worshipped him. And this impacted them so much that they went into the town and told everyone and told many people about this. Now, again, just a side note, because I know this is kind of unbelievable. I think it's quite obvious that Luke, when he's penning this and he's talking to different people about these firsthand accounts, these shepherds were probably, at least some of them were still alive. So they could have easily set him straight. You know, Luke, the truth is that, yeah, Bob, he ate a whole pizza that evening, and he had this vision dream thing, but the rest of us, none of us saw an angel. So if I don't know if you're following me here, but these people are still alive. They're reading this, and they're saying, yeah, that's how it was. That's exactly how it was. Now, where I want to land this evening is here. When the angel appeared to these shepherds and gave them this announcement, I bring you tidings is what we used to say. I bring you these good news that will be of great joy. Immediately, this required a response from the shepherds, or inspired a response from the shepherds. They didn't just sit there. Okay, that sounds good. Okay, whatever. No, they went. I'm not sure if they went running, but they went and they found baby Jesus. And throughout the Christmas story, there are different accounts of different people receiving this announcement of the good news. And then if we go to the second volume that Luke wrote in Acts, Jesus himself and the rest of Luke, Jesus himself and his adult is giving this message of good news. And then in Acts, his disciples, his followers are giving this message of good news. And I think today, I think this evening, this announcement of a message of good news, a message of joy for all people, requires, invites, should inspire in us a response. Now, I was thinking what type of a response or application I could leave with us this evening. I thought, well, leave everything and go find Jesus. But tomorrow morning, we're opening up gifts, and so leaving everything behind and the cell phones, that's a long stretch. So I thought, well, thinking about the shepherds, how about just leave the animals behind and go find Jesus? But I thought, well, most of us would like to take our kids as well. And then I landed on this, and this is serious now. The invitation for us is, let's just go and see. Let's just go and see. Let's just go and see. Let's gather around Jesus as in this short verses the shepherds did. Sometime later, wise men did. And now through Jesus' life and the centuries following, people have come to see and gathered around Jesus. I believe that the announcement of the good news of joy for all people deserves at least coming to see and gathering around Jesus. So Lance mentioned the green piece of paper, which unfortunately is not a $100 bill. But it's actually worth more if you want to actually follow through with this. And what I would like to encourage each and every one of you this evening is to take this opportunity right here, right now, to follow through with a very easy step, which is, would be to come and see and to gather around Jesus. And what is this paper about? This is simply a card that we would love for you to fill out with your name. I believe there's pens in front of you in the different in the seats. To fill out with your name and your email, we promise not to spam you. And the idea of this is simply to facilitate you joining a small group of people which would then gather around Jesus. In other words, we would pray together, we would read his words together, we would chat to understand what it means to follow Jesus today. So I'd like to invite you right now, if you don't mind, just humor me if you will. We promise not to spam you, as I mentioned. Go ahead and pull out this paper. Please give us your name and email. And then on the right-hand side is a list of community groups that are currently do exist here in the city. They're in alphabetical order, and just as a side note, my wife and I, starting the new year, will be starting a Spanish-speaking group, both in Bosque Real and Santa Fe. And yes, I've been speaking English this whole time, but I'd give it a shot at Spanish as well. So we would love for you to do this, and in a few minutes, we will be picking these up. Again, and this is just coming from my heart, I really do believe, and I would love to just leave this with you, that the announcement, some people back in the day, angels came and gave it to them. Others have heard it from people, individuals like myself or Lance or other people. But the good news of Christ, even if you've heard crazy things and even if you say this is just really unbelievable, deserves coming to see, gathering around this Savior. So there's that for you. And if I could read a paraphrase for us this evening, and I'm going to end with this, of the verses that I read from Luke, this would be my paraphrase for us this evening. And the guy up front with the microphone said, "Sleep not, for behold, I repeat to you the good news of great joy for all people. Unto us has been given a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. You will find him in the gatherings of his followers as they seek to live in and display his love here on earth. May the good news of Jesus Christ bring you great joy this Christmas." Let's pray together. God, we are just so thankful for your life. We have these incredible celebrations where we remember your birth. And for so many of us, it's something almost common to think about and do and give presents and great food and so forth. God, I just ask that this evening, for each one of us in a very special way, you could help us to understand what it meant for you to come. What the good news of great joy not only meant, but means for us today. And I even ask, God, that you would encourage the hearts of those who are deciding whether or not to fill out that paper. God, that we would all be encouraged and challenged to come and see, to gather around you in this Christmas season, in this new year. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dwayne is being humble, I think.